I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is the Medina Township Trustees Regular Meeting. The time is now 7:01. The date is January 20th of 2022. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
All right, I'd like to stand up and do the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, I'd like to take a moment of silence for our first responders and our armed services, both here and abroad. All right. Good evening, everybody. First thing on our docket tonight is going to be approval of payroll. So I would like to make a motion to approve payroll with check dated 01/21/22 for the total amount of $38,523.68, with total remaining deductions, holdings, and liabilities of $7,729.50, and enter this two-page document for record. Any discussion?
Second.
Second.
Third, all right. No discussion, can I get a roll call? You got him first.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right.
Who contacts Angela? Because then she has to call us in right away.
You want that to give to Angela then? Is Angela going to get this tonight?
I just sent it.
Thank you. All right, so at this time, we actually have a special guest. And I'd like to recognize him if I can. So Ethan, is it Walden?
Waldron.
Waldron. Ethan Philip Waldron. So Ethan has earned his Eagle Scout on December 13th of 2021. One thing. What troop are you in?
North Olmsted, because my sister, she's in a troop too, so it was the only one we could go to at the time.
Gotcha.
700.
Troop 700? All right, well, I've been in Boy Scouting as a leader for over 13 years. So you got the right trustee when it comes to knowing what you had to go through to earn the Eagle. If anybody doesn't know, it's not just something that you get, but you have to have years of leadership, you have to have positions, you have to have merit badges. Some of these merit badges take 12 weeks plus to get done. And so it is definitely hard work. So how old are you?
17.
17, so you still got one more year, or half a year or so?
Half a year.
Half a year, well, you know what? Enjoy that half a year, because it goes fast. And then maybe in a few, 15 years, you can be a dad like me and live vicariously through your kids to be a Boy Scout. So if you could come up, I'd like to give you this certificate of recognition. And it basically says, "Congratulations and commends Ethan Philip Waldron for outstanding achievement and exceptional leadership ability evidenced by his attainment of the rank of Eagle Scout on December 13th of 2021." So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And as a Boy Scout. So here, let's get a picture.
Yeah, look this way.
There you go.
Perfect.
Okay, then turn around so his mother can see.
Oh, yep, that's the one for mom. Do you want all the trustees up?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Thank you so much, guys.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations.
All right, got it.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, the good thing is, you are allowed to go home. Or you can enjoy the entertainment that we have up here.
We want to see what this trustees meeting is all about. We actually just moved to Medina Township 2 years ago.
So is your bedtime before midnight?
And he's not joking.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Welcome to the neighborhood. All right, so next on our agenda is approval of supplemental appropriations. So I would move to adopt a resolution number 01202022-007 to approve the supplemental appropriation reallocation of funds from line 2031-330-730-0000 improvements of sites to line 2031-330-323-0000 repairs and maintenance for the amount of $13,000.
Second.
Any discussion on this one?
Just a heads up that this is order move some money around to allow us to make some investment in the service department. And so we got to make sure that there's money in a line before we spend the line. And department head and fiscal officer made arrangements to make it work. So that's all this is about.
Now that we have that done, do either of you guys have any purchase orders or training?
We need a roll call.
Oh, sorry. Can I get a roll call?
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
You might as well just tell me that every time then.
We'll get a flasher. We'll get a sign here and use it. Hit the button.
All right. So now, any of you guys got any purchase orders?
I have some purchase order requests.
You're only allowed one a night now.
Apparently I got enough money in that line, I can have three. What I would like to do is make a motion for a purchase order requisition. Department of Service, vendor information is Goodyear Tire and Rubber. It is for two new rear tires installed in roadside mower for the amount of $4,142.21.
Second.
Any discussion?
Big tires, huh?
Big tires.
Yeah, tractors are 2008. They were the original tires on it. One of them's got like a slip valve on it, so it's time.
Got our money's worth out of them.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Roll call.
I get a roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
See, I found your new job.
All right. I have another make motion for a purchase order requisition, the Department of Service. The vendor is Akron Tractor and Equipment. And the item is two new rear tire rims for a T6020 roadside mower. The amount is $1,660.
Second. Any other discussion on that? No. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
And finally, I'd like to make a motion for a purchase order requisition. Department of Service. The vendor is Wellington Implements. Install new front end parts on a New Holland T6020 parts and labor. The amount is $6,000.
Second. Any further discussion?
No.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you.
But these are less for training, so yep. I don't have to do something.
Yep, same thing. So this is only. You're done, right?
Yes.
Yep, just make a motion.
I make a motion. I've got a number of training requests here for the police department. So I make a motion. The first one is for the amount of $500. This is field training for Officer Hallie Birdsworth. And it will take place on April 26th through the 29th of this year.
Second.
Second. Any other discussion? Any questions? Nothing? All right, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
I have another training request here. Resolution for, this is in the amount of $400, sorry about that. And this is for crisis intervention team training. And this is for Officer Nick Melter and Officer Harvey.
Second.
Any other discussion?
Just by the time we get done with these, or the PD, would you be willing just to kind of share what the trainings are for? And, you know, you shared with me on how it's going to position your department for good things down the road. I'd just like to let other people know.
All right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Another resolution for training. This is for
yeah, the, I'd like to make a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to make a motion for training, and this is in the amount of $2,000. It will take place on 6/13, and it is for Officer Cliff Nicholson, and this is for certified range instructor. Second?
Second.
Any other discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Next one, I make a resolution for
I'd like to make a motion.
Training request. This is again for training in the amount of $1,000, and this is for mandated new chief training, and it will be for Chief Minnick. And it will be in the amount of $1,000, and it will take place on 3/28.
Second that.
Second?
Yeah. Any discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
The next one, I make a motion for, this is again for training in the amount of $200, and this is for investigative training. Will take place on March 21st and 22nd for Officer Euler and Officer Milter.
Second. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
The last one, I make a motion for, and this is again for training, and it's in the amount of $762.30. It's for standard field sobriety instructor, and it will take place on February 7th through the 11th, and it will reason it's for instructor certification. Second?
Second.
We'll discuss afterwards, so can I get a roll call?
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. All right, Chief, you're up.
My training, unfortunately, I don't know, I've been a chief for 15 years, but Ohio decided they're going to change the laws, and any chief going to a different department, they make them attend new chief training. So, and that was mine. Cliff Nicholson, this was pre-approved in the past, but I just learned as of last week after talking to Angela about that we need to have the training request we're just completed. Cliff is going to be a certified firearms instructor. When I got here and learned that we do not have a certified firearms instructor, okay, I went with Cliff. He's a SWAT certified. He's on our SWAT team, and I decided to have him become firearms instructor for this entire department. And you know, before we'd have to go to other departments and use their range officers, which you know, unfortunately, it opens up to severe liability. You know, if something happened out on the street or something and there was a shooting, they're going to call into question that range officer from the other department. You know, he's the one that's going to be called in court, and you know, that city or township is going to be extremely upset about that. Okay, so we will have our own in-house firearms instructors because we're mandated by the state to qualify handling. That's a mandate. We have to do. That's where he's going. Justin is going to basically what we call his field sobriety testing. He will be a certified instructor where he'll be able to teach other agencies, okay, the basics for patrol whenever they stop somebody for a suspicion of an OBI, driving under influence, basically. He's going to be able to be certified and doing astigmatisms and everything else. So that's where he's going. We only have one certified training officer in our department, that's Cliff Nicholson. And Helly expressed an interest. And when I first got here, I actually rolled around with Helly Hallie for a while, and I was so impressed with the way that she handles herself out here, that I said, you know, you're going to be my next field training officer. So that's why I'm sending her there.
All right.
Mike Oiler and Officer Nick Meltner are going to Kyle, I mean, Medina County Sheriff's Department is hosting a school, it's a free school for investigative techniques. And the school is basically, it's somebody that calls 911, are they the killer? And that's what this, the school's all about. Because like 99% of the time, people that call 911 during a homicide are usually the one that's killed. And I believe that was.
You got the field training. You've got the, that's for you, and we got the crisis training.
Thank you.
And the crisis training is, Gail Hoke is, she puts on this training every year for police departments, and she offers a certain amount of seats, and they hold that at Mountville Police Department. And it's, they can become certified for mental health issues, and it's also another requirement that we have from the state. And future thing, every year, they just started, last year they stopped it. We didn't have any of what they call IT training, that's continuing professional training that we had to have for our peace officer license. They just instituted it back in 2022, and we have to do 24 hours. So that class there is gonna suffice for those two officers. They'll get credit for that class. So eventually I'll be bringing in more training requests for this CPT training for every officer. But the good thing is that we're hoping it's all online. So.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Cost. Thank you.
So next on the list is, so on this one, Nick, do I just make a motion to authorize the payment?
Yes.
All right, so I'd like to make a motion to authorize this payment. It is an online TikTok and Snapchat forensic investigation training. We need to have an approval for $150 for this.
I'll second.
Any discussion? No? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable. Payments are from 1-7 of 2022 to 1-21 of 22, starting with electronic check payments 3-2022 and going to 7-2022, and physical checks 31910 to 31935 for a total amount of $127,408.06, and I'd like to add this one-page document for reference.
Second.
Any discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
So at this time, we always like to give the public an opportunity to comment on the first few things that we had. So I would like to make a motion to open up the meeting to public comment.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, so at this time, does anybody have any questions for us or for anything that was going on?
Comments?
Any comments?
I have a comment.
Awesome.
Two things. One, thank you for having me. And two, I've learned something new, actually, that Medina Township actually has a police department. I'm sorry. I go to my dad.
That means he's a good kid, though. You find out real quick.
And I might add a good one, a really good one.
I go to Medina County Career Center, so I stick around Medina City. So I didn't actually know that they had a SWAT team and everything. So thank you for your service and everything else.
I appreciate it. And you did a wonderful job, young man.
Thank you.
Anybody else? I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
All right, so we're on the new business. This is a certification of Medina Township mileage resolution. So have a good night, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Congratulations.
I move to adopt resolution 01202022-008 to approve the Ohio Department of Transportation 2021 Township Highway System Mileage Certificate. This states that the total certified mileage at the end of the calendar year for 2020 for the Medina Township in Medina County was 43.841 miles as certified by the Board of Township Trustees or reported by the Director of Transportation in accordance with the provisions specified in the Ohio Revised Code Section 4501.04, and due to mileage changes in the calendar year of 2021, Medina Township was responsible for maintaining 43.887 miles of public roads. I will incorporate this two-page document by reference.
Second.
Any discussion on this one? No. All right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
This one's got two spots.
Flexibility. Will they catch the dates on that back one for us? That second signature, I didn't date it, but that second page.
Yeah. All right, next on the list is organizing Toss Your Trash Day in discussion.
Can we call on Denny, the sheriff?
I have Nick put that on the agenda. I'd just like the approval to start getting everything set up for May 21st of this year. So I can get the dumpsters on order and the shredder, get that help, so we can get our time that we really want to do it. So, which
okay.
May 21st.
All right, so just make a motion to make it May 21st. All right, so I'd like to make a motion that we give Denny the approval for May 21st for your Toss Your Trash Day.
A second.
Any other discussion? No. All right, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
At this time, we have department head comments. So, since we have Denny going here, you want to finish up anything?
No, not really.
Good.
How does snow?
All right. Chief Walters?
Just a couple follow-ups from the last meeting. I see that the approval of the inventory is on the agenda for tonight. I think everybody's aware of where we're at with that. We are working through it. We're making progress, but as we discussed, we're trying to make it a more usable and accurate inventory, and that's going to take a little bit of time. So I respectfully ask the council's permission to, or patience, I guess, for that. I would expect within 30 days, we should be able to have that to you guys, if that's all right.
Okay.
And then on that note, we'll wait to hear from Nick about the values. So if I need to give you guys some different numbers, Rita, you're waiting for?
Yes.
Yeah. So once I hear that, if you guys need different numbers, I'll help you get those. And then for some of the items that we talked about for this year, the gear extractor and dryer, and the computer stuff that we spoke about at the last meeting, we're in the process of getting bids for those. Steve did get quotes for the gear extractor and dryer. The extractor, I remember looking at the quote, is $12,000. That's about what we expected. So I'll get those over to you once we get separately, once we get the computer and the modem and all of that hardware, that stuff quoted out, I'll get that to you as well.
Is there any way to find out if any of that stuff, like especially like the gear extractor and stuff like that, any of that we can use like the COVID funds that we have for that, you know?
I don't know, what's your question? What?
Well, you know how we were looking to use some of the COVID funding? Yeah, the ARPS.
Yes.
You know, maybe see if any of that would be eligible for that, especially like I would think like something like a gear extractor, you're cleaning stuff out like that, you know, we should probably be able to get away with something like that.
Didn't look into it. I didn't look into it.
I would say for you guys, there's a good chance that it's eligible. For the municipalities, it's not. Those types of things are not an option for us. But it probably is, especially with the focus on all the cancer stuff right now. They're making a really big deal about that. OSHA and FPA, all of them, the BWC. So the Bureau of Workers' Comp actually has a grant program specifically for that, but we don't qualify for it. Chrissy did some checking into it for me as well, on her own without my asking. I appreciate that. But I don't think either one of us can apply for it, the township individually or the fire department, because it's a state grant. So you guys don't qualify, and we service too many people. So
it's worth a look, though, right? That's,
yeah.
Okay. Chief Minnick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First, I'd like to thank Denny and his crew for Monday. They did a phenomenal job plowing these streets, and they helped us out tremendously on that day. We were running all over the place, trying to move cars. We ended up towing two cars that were just left on the street, you know, but we unfortunately, we had to, they were registered from out of state, and there was nobody around, and we had to get there because there's no way Denny would get down the street. His plow truck or his guys were going to get down the street without us moving them. Since the beginning of January 1st, we responded to 17 motor vehicle crashes, 4 disturbances, 2 domestic violences, 1 sex offense, and 1 break-in and entering. We performed 296 extra patrols. That includes business checks, vacation watches for township residents and businesses. On January 11th, myself and Officer Euler were involved in a pursuit. I was sitting at Shell gas station on State Route 18, and earlier in the shift, some female pulled the alarm at Cleveland Clinic, Medina Hospital emergency. And when they arrived out there, she ran out of the hospital, jumped in her car. They started pursuing her at high speeds, and they finally terminated the pursuit. They gave a description of the car. We're all looking for her, couldn't find her. But about 2 hours later, I was sitting there at Shell, and I see this car coming westbound on 18 in excess of 80 miles an hour. And the car matched the description of the one that they were looking for earlier. She was weaving in and out of traffic, and I turned around. Officer Euler was just finishing up an accident on 18, and he was pulled off in a little subdivision up there, and she pulled in right next to him, stopped, smiled and waved. He goes to get out of the car. She does a donut, runs over a curb, runs over a sign, and there she goes back down on 18, okay, in excess of, again, in excess of 80 miles an hour. When she was going down the hill, I terminated the pursuit because if somebody would have been coming eastbound, because she was in the eastbound lane passing traffic, and if somebody would have been coming eastbound, they would have had a collision, it would have been real bad. She turned into the hospital. We followed her in there, into the hospital, same hospital into emergency room. She ran inside the hospital, and we chased her in there. She was taken into custody, and she was turned over to city. Who actually started everything on this. So she was turned over to the city. And the reason why she did it is because she was mad at her sister, because her sister owed her $300.
That makes perfect sense.
And on that Monday, January 17th, we responded to 11 disabled vehicles and about 15 or 20 vehicles that were stuck in ditches and subdivisions and everywhere else where they couldn't get through. And I'd like to also thank the board for approving that training. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. That ends my report.
Alice, you got anything here?
No, all's quiet at the moment on the Western Front, so that worked out well. And we're just going forward. Hopefully, Elaine is going to get up better and come back. I've had some conversations with some developers, just conversations, nothing that I would say is coming, because you could talk to them for a year and a half and then they decide to go away. So, possible, let's put it that way.
All right. Well, thank you. All right, we're going to keep moving then. We're going to do approval of department reports. So I'd like to make a motion to approve our department reports. We have the police. There's a single-sided with three pages. We have zoning, which is not available because she was not in this last week. Service is single-sided one page, and fire is single-sided one page, for a total of five pages that I would like to add as reference.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Is she getting better?
Yeah, she came in for a day and felt good one day, then felt bad the next day. And
COVID, so.
Yeah, she's got the breathing thing. I hear it's fun to make people like you laugh. All right, approval of annual department inventory. So at this time, I will move to approve the 2022 service department inventory and incorporate this three-page inventory document by reference.
Second.
Any discussion on this?
Thanks for the work there, Debbie. Appreciate that.
Okay, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
This time I'd like to move to approve the 2022 police department inventory and incorporate this 17-page inventory document by reference.
Second.
Right. Any discussion on this? All right, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
This time I'll move to approve the 2022 admin department inventory and incorporate this 10-page inventory document by reference.
Second.
Any discussion? Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
All right, next on our list here is the 2022 paving projects discussion.
What that is the engineer's office every year does our paving estimates. So I got four different areas. Pine Lake is one of the roads I want to pave. Franklin is another. Hamlin's another one in between Hamilton. And Old Weymouth Road, we're going to do repairs. And then between Bosquet and Hamilton, pave that entire. And the engineer's estimate on all of those is $347,657.45. And they want to advertise it on February 15th and open the bids on March 4th.
When you say Foskett and Hamilton, is that like three to Hamilton like, or is it like Hamilton to like where we go to Brunswick?
On Hamlin we're going to do from Foskett.
No, it said Foskett to Hamilton.
Foskett to Hamilton on Hamlin. We're going to pave Hamlin up.
Yeah, just Hamlin Road is what they paved, in between those two streets.
Gotcha, I just heard Foskett.
Is this complete stripping down, or?
On Hamlin, from Foskett to Hamilton will be complete. From Hamilton to Route 3 will be just repairs for this year. That was paved not long ago, there's just some bad spots along the edges that I want to take care of. And probably next year, the year after, we'll do the whole thing. So I just need approval for that.
All right, so I'd like to make a motion to approve Denny's projects that he has for paving for this year.
Second.
All right, can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
All right, and then next on it is road striping discussion.
And what that is county engineers, they go off a bid every year, they've started the last couple of years. They put all the townships together in the county and get a better price for us and them, because they got them.
All right.
So I just need to get approval for that also.
All right, so I would like to make a motion for the 2022 road striping, you know, through the engineering's office, to give him approval for this.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So at this time, we now have the trustees discussion. We already did that.
Okay, no, just, okay, that's all. All right, well, on the trustee discussion, a couple of things came up, and I'm not exactly sure how, you know, how we address it. But we recently invested in a copying machine down for the PD, and then we were not able to facilitate its operation because PD doesn't have, they're not a signer, they're not a communicator, somehow, like with Verizon, if my understanding was right, that has to go through our fiscal officer. So I'm not asking to make a change right now, but I think we ought to look into that, and it'll facilitate and streamline the operation with the people who are in the facility. I'll verify more with that with Angela and you, but there was something that we couldn't get done without going through her, and a timeframe could take several weeks instead of a day or two. So that was a concern that I wanted to address. Let's see. One of the items we talked about was, like, for police approval for training, having to come through the board first. I think that we ought to consider looking at that policy, and if we have to tweak it, or maybe we don't, but I think that we ought to give our chief the authority to set up and schedule for training. Sometimes the timing doesn't allow for us to meet the meetings, and short of having emergency meetings and special meetings for something that's a routine item like this. I want to look and see where that, how that policy is written and why it's there, and if it's our determination that we can help the township take advantage of some of these things, again, streamlining the effort now that we have a
Right.
an accountability, we got something that's working.
And I'll just add that part of the issue is that if we wait for the meeting, by the time the meeting comes up, the training's closed. And Chief gave me an example of what, there's 20 classes, this is mandatory training that every police officer in the state has to take. And there's six classes, 20 people to a class. That's 120 people. I think there's more police officers in the state than that. So what we want to do is give the police department the ability that as soon as this comes up, the chief can start to assign people, okay, you're in this class, you're in this class, you're in this class, you're in this class. Because, you know, I was informed that what can happen is if we don't get in the classes here in Ohio, then somebody goes to Indiana, somebody has to go to Florida, somebody has to go to all these places, and the township incurs a lot of additional expenses. So it's better that we do things ahead of time, preemptive. It's not spending the money, it's just getting the people enrolled in the classes. And like this example is a perfect one where it's mandatory training. So we want to make it as easy as we can on the police department and as efficient as we possibly can.
Well, definitely have to agree with looking into that. I understand some of the things, because obviously we're the trustees and they got to report to us on these things, but you know, he does need to have the flexibility to fill in that stuff. Obviously, also when these things are accruing money, you know, like $2,000 for Cliff and, you know, $1,000, we still got to do POs for that stuff. But right. Just being able to pull the trigger, especially in this day and age with stuff, you know, I can see having some flexibility with that.
You know, you gave me a perfect segue on the $2,000. I'm doing a little research. The Ohio Revised Code, the township has $1,000. And Angela and I talked about this, just so you know, before I came here. I was on the phone with her for an hour and 20 minutes. And the township has a $1,000, believe it is, that the people have to, above that, they have to come to the trustees and we have to go through this. Ohio Revised Code, I believe, is $3,000. We've got really professional people. We're sitting right there. All these people are very, very professional. So I would like to look at raising the limit for approval so the department heads can take care of some of this stuff. Still has to fit within a budget and it, you know, whatever is allocated for it. But I think that probably been a while since we raised it. And Angela and I had a discussion. She said, well, there's reason to do it, reason not to do it. So I'm not asking to actually set it today, but I want the public to understand why we would be requesting something in the future. Because I think these guys have impressed me so much. They impressed me before I got this position, but they really impressed me since I've come on. And so I'd like to look at that and raise that limit. It'll expedite things for the township. It makes things easier.
One other thing, we had an opportunity through the chief to sit in on a training, kind of a presentation. if you aren't privy to the history of the township, we've had a problem once or twice with payroll. And it's not something that anybody takes lightly, and it's something that we want to get behind us. We struggle with all of the functions in the current program we have, but we need that program to handle the payroll and the reporting and so forth. It does a good job with that. They talked to Chief Sentner out of Hinckley, who recommended this scheduling program. We got to sit in and see this presentation. It actually integrates with paycheck system, or it can. And so what if, forgive me, I talk a lot, I get to coughing. But so I'll make it short. Bottom line is, we're looking into a program that hopefully will sync and work together with the Paychecks payroll program, also that will allow our department heads to manage the timesheets, if you will, so that their time and effort of, which is a very laborious issue, it seems like every payroll, as well as our fiscal officers' efforts, a lot of time and effort. Those things can be streamlined. Their time can be better spent doing what they should be doing, and we won't have the we don't have the issues that maybe we've had in the past. So we're just trying to pick something, and it's not a very expensive program. So we'll move forward with following this up, but there's been efforts for some time trying to move down that path, and I wanted to share a little bit about that. Thank the chief for bringing that to us.
Yeah, and along in that meeting, as Doug has indicated, there was Montville Police, Medina Township Police, Denny was there, and all the department heads were impressed with the program, correct? And it looks like it's something that would, as Doug has said, it would make things streamlined, done properly. We wouldn't have to worry about any audits. And I say audit because I sat in the police station yesterday for 5 hours with the chief, and I said, here, I want to show you something on paycheck. and it took me 14 minutes to log in to Paychuck. So if you were an officer and you were trying to log in, you could have been there 10 minutes early. You would have signed in 4 minutes late. So there's a lot of these things. The chief is spending a tremendous amount of time when people aren't there late, but the system won't let them log in. So it looks bad. And the chief, I've heard him say, hey, look, if somebody's late, and I'm not talking about once, you know, a quarter, but if somebody's habitually late, he's going to lay it on that person and say, you got to get in here on time. But if it's a system that's making people look late, then we have to look at what we can do to modify the system. I'm also in the process of talking to other police departments. They don't have as small a window to sign in. And we've got a very, very small window. So I'm talking to other police departments to find out what their windows are. And so far what I found out is they have much more flexible windows to sign in, because what happens is we've got a 5 minute window. And if somebody signs in 6 minutes ahead of time, that's a problem. The chief has to change things, and there's been some worry about, well, if they were scheduled for 8 hours, 10 hours, whatever their schedule was, and they worked a minute over or 5 minutes overtime, somebody could say, well, geez, I deserve some overtime. Police department, so far that I've talked to, have said, if the schedule says 10 hours and you work 10 hours and 15 minutes, you're getting paid for 10 hours. And this came from a lieutenant from another force, a bigger force than us. And they said, unless the chief says, yeah, you're out on a crash site and you had to work overtime or something like that. But we want to look at things that are going to streamline it for the police department, streamline it, make it easier for Angela, and make the township look better. And those are what we're trying to do. And I was on the phone for a long time with Angela. We get a monthly charge from Paychuck right now. We don't know this, but Angela thinks that if we go to this, it would get rid of that monthly charge, which would offset the cost. And I told her that we might need to, one for you and one for Denny, because the systems would be different. So they would have to have two, but the system is $1,300.
A year.
A year, yeah, thank you. A year, $1,300 a year. And if it made all these problems go away, this would be a fantastic thing for the township. Danny liked it, the chief liked it, the Bonneville police liked it, everybody liked it. So I'm not an expert, but you know, I got enough out of it, and we're going to follow up on it.
Yep. One more thing I was going to ask you to run with it, because we have a member in the audience who's passionate about this concern. Would you want to talk a little bit about what you've done regarding the book regarding the changes that we were getting done?
Comprehensive plan?
Thank you.
The what?
The comprehensive plan.
That's why we keep you around.
You've done some work on that.
And this was you're talking about the comprehensive plan?
Yes.
Yeah, I just, I went to, we talked about it in the meeting, what, a month or so ago, whatever. Well, I guess it's a couple of weeks ago. It seems like a month ago. We found out that I went to all the places plus that we thought might have a comprehensive plan. The only comprehensive plan I found that the people had was the prosecutor's office. So we put in a new sheet in there, not new, the revised sheet in there, stapled to it, so everybody understands. If they open it up, here's the old one, here's the new one.
You just take the old one out.
Pardon?
You just take the old one out.
They opted not to.
No, we left the old one in there so they could see what the revision was from, specifically for that reason. The library, I delivered their copy today. I went to a number of different departments in the building down there, building department, records. They said, yeah, if you want to file one, we'll charge you for it. So I don't know. I'm just telling you what they said. You're trying to give them something for the township, and then they're saying, well, we're going to charge you for it. And I said, well, we have to talk about that someday. I did say today, I see that ours, if somebody wanted one, we charge them $42. So I said, maybe what we should do is find out how much they're going to charge us. If they say 35, I'll say, okay, you owe me seven, here's 42. But anyway, we've covered the places that have it. The library had lost theirs in the move, in the renovation, everything. They didn't have it, so now they've got a copy. So I'm going to tell, I want a log made of where these things are. And if we think they should be somewhere else, we'll put them there.
What about the County Planning Commission? Did you check with them?
The what?
County Planning, CPC?
Yep.
Do they have a copy?
No, they had no copy.
Okay.
No, I went to, you know, like every room down there in Plus and...
Oh, I wouldn't do that because...
No, I'm kidding. You know, I went to the planning, I went to zoning, you know, every, not zoning, but, you know, all the others. And the one, Denise...
That's County Planning.
She said if we need it, we'll pull it off the website. We don't want a hard copy.
Okay.
Okay.
They have access to it, that's all it's for.
That's going to be handled. Anything else from anybody? I got one other thing.
Go ahead.
Okay. Just before I came over here, Angela had mentioned it to me that, you know, we haven't been able to video the meetings because the account got hacked. And I thought, I didn't realize that. I thought that the YouTube account got hacked. And I thought it was just a case of equipment not working. But then she said that the videos of past meetings had been deleted. So my question to me, that those are township records, and so while the chief's sitting here, is some kind of law broken? And I don't think the township's equipped to handle investigating something like this.
Those are secondary records.
Pardon?
Those are secondary records of the meeting. The actual legal minutes of the meeting or the audio that are put on the website.
So we don't need those records?
No, they're secondary records.
Okay, okay. I just wanted to make sure, because I don't want somebody to come to us in a year or two and say, where's the records, where's this? And we say, oh, we don't know.
But people do like to see those videos, so we'd like to get that back up and running while we can.
Okay.
All right. One of the things that, you know, Doug and I were talking about a little bit before you became a trustee was the Medina Township Events kind of thing. And so we were looking at the idea of doing a Medina Township Events Committee, just because it's a lot of work to do. And it would be nice to incorporate some residents into this all-inclusive committee that would help us with, you know, the pick up your trash days along the roads, if we wanted to do a township picnic, if we were going to do, you know, kind of like a little home days or something like that. And I know we were kind of throwing some dates around for Denny, but I think we're trying to target like the last week of July or first week of August or somewhere right in that window. We're very flexible because it's just, we want to look at...
Well, you give me a date, Tom, Jeff.
Saturday? Yeah,
that's the...
We did some dates that I wrote down. Was June 23rd or 30th, was the end of June or beginning of July, was a couple of dates. Maybe I wrote the wrong time down. But.
Yeah, because I mean, the drier time of the summer is towards the end of July,
yes,
and stuff like that. And I wanted to kind of hit people before they're going back to school,
okay,
but after their vacations. A lot of people,
yeah,
are doing vacations July 1st, you know, June
30th, yep,
that around there. So, yeah, so ideally it would be a Saturday.
June 23rd is a
Thursday. I didn't give you that date.
Okay, well, maybe I got the months wrong. What's July 23rd?
July 23rd is a...
It's a Saturday.
Okay, that's probably,
yeah,
what it was.
So basically, I'd be shooting 23rd, 30th, or the 6th, one of those three Saturdays. I don't know where the scheduling is for the field in that area.
Well, if he hasn't scheduled nothing yet, we'll just block him out.
Yeah, so just one of, you know, just one of those that we would be...
What day's not it going to rain?
Well, exactly.
and we...
What about using an indoor event at the service department? Or get a really big tent?
One of the things we talked about, Jeff and I did, was as far as blocking the fields out, because he said sometimes there's fundraisers that are real significant ones, breast cancers and different miscellaneous health-related. And I said we wouldn't necessarily need to block out all the fields. on this day. If they, you know, so that one of these people who need that kind of thing, we want it, we want that to keep going. So we can work with that, but that's a...
Are you just saying like having a baseball game while we're doing this?
I mean, you got three fields, you could, they should be able to, I'm thinking, because it's a couple hours, I don't know, just a thought.
Why don't I tell Jeff July 23rd or 30th, and he can see what his schedule shows once the tournaments and stuff come in.
Okay.
So we gotta work around that.
Yeah, because like for this one event, my, you know, my idea is basically inviting every church, every business, every social group that is Medina Township. I want it to be
in the township.
I want a Medina Township
one.
So this is kind of like, you know, like a business expo for Medina Township or a social expo. You know, do a picnic, invite a couple. You know, I know we have, the Historical Society, they have a group that plays music and stuff like that. It'd be nice to have some stuff like that. Get some food trucks, you know. Doug volunteered for a dunking tank for himself. So, but tank. Even like, you know, Jimmy, you know, with the, you know, the car museum and stuff, he even offered to bring some of the vehicles over there. And I know the fire department was talking about having some of the vehicles and stuff. So, you know, just basically a community event day. So I'm also would like to talk to you guys then just basically about making, you know, the steps forward to get a committee together. You know, and I don't want to limit it to like three people or anything like that. I would like to get a committee that, even if we have 20 or 30 people, that's fine because we need volunteers and stuff like that. You know, we're not going to all be directing cars and setting up tables and organizing everything. So I think that would be a pertinent thing to look at a Medina Township Events Committee.
That's great.
So I don't know what we really have to...
I think your committee shouldn't be no 30 people.
Well, just a group of volunteers, though.
The committee can go get those volunteers. I wouldn't make them part of the committee.
If you have more than five or so...
It would be a miracle anyway, right?
Yes.
It'll just be hard to get any decisions made.
You won't get together at the same time.
You got to have heads. They got to go get the volunteers. Right. They're responsible for whatever.
They'll find five really busy people, and they'll get her done.
All right. So that's really all I have, then.
Like a playground committee, you got so big.
Yeah, well, that playground. Yeah, I wasn't allowed on that one. All right.
So July 23rd, July 30th, and then what else?
Well, I was looking towards the end of July, first week of August.
So the 23rd, you said?
23rd, 30th, or the 6th, whichever works the best for.
Of August or July?
Those are two of those dates are July, and the 6th would be August. So it's just towards the end of July, first week of August, somewhere right around there. And we'll, you know, again, we got no plan. We're just.
And then you talked about the trash pickup.
The trash pickup was something that I was thinking was more of a
spring.
April.
You know, prior to picket, a week or so before Easter.
Yep.
So when everyone's doing their Easter services, we got a nice clean roadways, byways, and so far.
Before we start mowing, too. So
yes.
You know, we get.
And that would take, like, the opportunity to coordinate with Chief, and like you had said in previous times before I was involved in that kind of thing, there's a lot more to it than just handing somebody a bag and say, go out there and get them, because the safety requirements and the precautions with what you pick or don't pick up in road ditch.
In the past, the Chief has had, like, a presentation on the screen, you know, showing stuff, what to pick up, not to
and
pick
we've
up.
Also given out like neon shirts with like Medina Township Police on there and some sponsors and stuff like that.
That's what
you
we
know
had in the past, yeah, they were donated.
Yeah, and we can look into that again. That would be maybe a committee thing. That's why I was thinking of the committee. They can go out and get sponsors and stuff like that, and even have a guest speaker, you know, the environmental services or anything like that too, to do it. And then afterward, I think we do some type of cookout or, you know, social thing afterward.
A simple lunch or something.
Simple lunch, yeah.
Do we want to put advertise on the website for positions for the committee and get that started?
Well, we'd have to make a motion to form a committee. So what kind of committee do we want? I mean, since I've never done this before.
We have to sort of, if you're going to do this, you have to decide what the committees are, too. I mean, it helps, because maybe somebody's really good at one thing, and you don't want to just say committee. So if we can give them an idea, or maybe we have to wait, but I found that putting things, something like this on, you want to have people that, okay, you're in charge of this, you're in charge of this, you're in charge of this, and they're the heads of it. And then then it's their worry. You know, you can help them, but.
Well, I don't, that's where I was saying, I don't know if we want to have somebody in, you know, we want to keep it public meeting ways that we help with the decision making. You know, it's kind of, because we kind of learned with before with the playground committee, having one liaison that was a trustee for it didn't always seem to work the best.
Only negative to that is if you have a committee working together and you get the right people on the committee, they can get a lot of stuff done without requiring us to be engaged in it.
Right. Yeah, I want it to be like, it should be, it's your committee. They can report and say what they're doing.
Instead of having like a special events committee, you know, that would be kind of for anything special event wise, did you look at maybe having a special committee for the picking up the trash and then one for like the home days thing? Or do you think that could be
inclusive in it and without dumping all of it on one, you know, when the people, hopefully there will be people who will volunteer that want to get engaged.
Well, my big thing too is being a trustee, I would like to be, I don't even care if I'm not necessarily in the decision-making process, but I like to be in the watching it process and,
right,
you know, so that's the only question is, again, when they have the rules of the two trustees or anything else like that. This has always been one of my pet projects that, you know, I just would like to be, you know, aware of what's going on and have some type of say in it. So that was my only other concern with it
put a trustee kind of
liaison, right?
That's for the different things. So I could do the
trash
pickup.
Well,
you'd
be the liaison.
You could be the,
yeah, exactly. The other. I like that idea.
When we take a committee down to the legislature, you can take the legal committee. You know?
Okay. So then that's what we'll do. Then we'll make a motion to start up a Medina Township's special events committee, and we'll be taking, you know, people's applications for interest in helping out on that, right?
Volunteers.
Sound good? Okay, so then at this time,
I'll say April 23rd, we'll do trash pickup. Oh, that's
not April 23rd.
No, that's your trash pickup, May 23rd.
So one day you toss it, and the next day we pick it up.
April 23rd, yeah, let's do that for the ditches.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's efficient.
So then we'll make this motion for the committee. So at this time, I would like to make a motion to start a Medina Township Special Events Committee.
Second.
Any other discussion on that?
Nope.
Also, I'd like to add into that motion that we advertise on our Facebook page and our webpage for prospective people who would like to be on that committee. Can I get a second on that?
Second.
All right. Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay. So at this time, I would like to make a motion to enter into our second public comment. Second, please.
Second.
Sorry. Can I get a roll call?
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay. So at this time, the floor is open for public comment. Do I have anybody in the public who would like to comment? Sandra?
Sandra Bella, 3414 Hamlin Road. I just want to say thank you to the trustees for taking care of the question 10 situation. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. See, I actually don't want them to take care of that because we'll have to have you gotta come over, visit us.
Oh, no. Awesome. Don't worry. All right.
All right, well, thank you for coming. Anybody else in the audience?
Hi, Mary Ellen Ackerman on Baker Road. I don't know when the fair is, but it might be that last week of
it's
July or
the
first of August.
Yeah.
Is that the
yeah,
day?
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
Thank you.
To the 7th.
Well, hey, that's why you're here. First committee member.
That was just a test. To
she
see
raised her hand. I saw it. Yeah, but I was thinking that myself too. I know it's fair season. All right. So I would like to, if there's no further comments, I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
Okay. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to enter into executive session to discuss employment of a public employee with the three trustees.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
All right. The time is now 8:05. We are in recess. The time is now 8:30. The three trustees have returned from executive session to discuss employment of a public employee where no decisions were made. At this time, I would like to make a motion to go back into executive session to discuss employee compensation with the three trustees.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood.
Aye.
Mr. Christopher.
Aye.
The time is now 8:30. We are in executive session. Time is now 8:40, where the three trustees have returned from executive session to discuss employee compensation, where no decisions were made. At this time, we have some discussion.
Yes. We've been doing a clarification of information and at the organizational meeting, part of the original agreement was trying to lock up the position of the, what is the title? Assistant?
Administrative.
Office assistant.
Office assistant. And we had a resolution set up. We'd like to re-add that to the arrangement. We just needed to make sure that everybody was on the same page with the information that was available. And I think we're ready to make a call on that.
Okay.
And in essence, what we're doing is we're creating a position that's what they call a permanent part-time position.
It's a part-time regular.
Part-time regular.
Part-time
yeah,
regular.
Thank you. Wording is everything. Part-time regular position. And it would allow an administrative position to work. They would have to work over 1,500 hours a year. And that would make them eligible for health care benefits, not other full-time benefits per se, but it would allow them to have the health care benefits that the township offers its employees. And
no vacation, no time off, no holidays, no sick time.
They gotta go retroactive from last Monday. Just kidding. So we're in a position where we would like to make an offer on that move.
So in this resolution too, I just had a question. It's like, when would this go into effect then? February 1st is how it would work? Is how I'm, do we have to put that in there?
That's about as soon as you can.
That would be about as soon as we could. It's the first of the month.
Yeah, there's the pay period is when it's... Well, last week was we just did a payroll today, right?
Yeah.
So.
But I think they can bank.
So that pay would go in what, Friday? In theory, the 21st?
They could do it retroactive, too.
I would think that the insurance would take place the first of the month.
I think this is the first of the month.
Yeah,
it'd be easier on everybody.
According to
Mark
Hurley, the insurance could start tomorrow.
It could
start at any time.
That's not what I heard from him, so I didn't know that.
Who said that?
The insurance guy, but he didn't tell me that. So I wish I'd heard that or I could have talked to him.
I talked to him yesterday.
Talked to who yesterday?
The insurance guy.
I don't know.
No, I mean.
We're just talking about when this takes effect, is it?
You know, we agreed it would take effect February, the first of February.
The next pay period.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it'll be the next pay period, it'll be the, but the insurance, in order, we'll get the insurance aligned for beginning of February.
Is that retroactive?
The pays, did the pay didn't make a change yet then either, did it, before now?
No, they can't.
So that'll be the next pay period, okay? Does that allow us, is that a conclusive time for everything we need?
Yeah, the only thing is, I thought, like, my understanding from Mark was that, like, the actual benefits could start tomorrow. Is that what you're?
He did not tell me that. So if he told you that and I got something different, I'm sorry. But I think
if we do February 1st, it gives everybody time to get all on the same page.
Let's do that, let's get, so it's February 1st. I'll check with him tomorrow, make sure everything lines up. Because, I mean, he has to have cards, there's stuff he has to get to people, account numbers.
All right, so on here, I should just add starting as of February 1st, 2022.
Starting as, on February 1st.
Zero weight date on that.
For the township, is what he told me.
Just like any other employee.
Well, I'm at a spot where, quite honestly, if that conversation took place, you should have told me right away and I could have verified it. Because I don't understand why he told me one thing, told you something different. And it irritates me to be in the spot, because I feel like I'm already adversarial and I don't want to be.
Yeah.
I think then February 1st, we'll just put this and be done with it.
Let's do it February 1st. I'll call Mark tomorrow and explain to him why, you know, if he's going to be talking to individuals, he needs to talk to other people or something.
Right, my understanding is you called Mark, but did Angela tell you to call Mark?
No, I was actually checking what my premiums would be. And if I did start in like January, same thing, would I have to pay? And that would be something that, yeah, like they would just retroact, I guess is the word, from the pay or however they do it. But I was looking at premiums to see what is going to be for me per month.
What your percentage would be.
Yeah.
Just right. My diligence.
Biweekly, whatever.
Yeah.
That's how ours is, biweekly.
Correct.
But yeah.
Okay. So. Well, we're okay to move forward, moving on first. About first of February, the first pay.
The only reason I wanted to try to move it up is because I don't have insurance now. So that's, you know.
She's pushing.
That, you know, that's the problem, but.
All right, well, I mean, it's got to be 10 days, so I think we're good.
I mean, it is what it is, I guess.
Right, okay. I mean, we're doing our best in,
no, I
you know.
And I'm sorry, and I don't want to make it sound like I'm being that guy, but.
But I think this works for everybody then. So if I can, at this time, I will move to adopt resolution 01-2020-22-009 to update resolution 01032022-001 to approve providing family plan medical benefits and a family HSA contribution for Chrissy Moore as part-time regular employee starting on February 1st of 2022.
I would like to add in there,
but before we do any changes, I'll second it. And we'll have conversation.
Second. Right. Okay. Any further discussion?
I want added into that resolution that there's no other document, letter, or anything else that is in effect for this. You can word it how you want, but the only document that counts is this resolution right here.
Other documents/letter.
That's just included. This is the only thing. This is inclusive.
Okay.
That's all.
All right, so I'd like to amend my resolution and just add that this will be the only document in regards to this resolution, this one-page document.
I'll second.
Okay. Can I get a roll call?
Who seconded that?
Doug.
Okay, Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Is there anything in front of the board? Anything else in front of the board?
No.
Okay. So I would like to make a motion to adjourn this regular trustees meeting.
Second.
Can I get a roll call?
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
What time is it?
It is 8:53.
The time is now 8:53. I adjourn this meeting. No, I know.